And we were holding yesterday on the third line. So what happened is that we managed to prove yesterday that definitely an Indian of Tefillah, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, for a Balkari, figured out that the only reason that we should have the case of the Mishamesh at Veras Adam, the only Kiddush was Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. That over there is no point in being Tovelet, but if it wouldn't have been for the fact that she was Roy Adam after being Mishamesh, she would require Tefillah. So that means that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is an issue here indeed involved in the Balkari, in which case how exactly are we to understand the Mishnah? So we came out that when Rabbi Yehuda was saying that you should be Mevorach Lefaneh V'Lacharei, he did not mean to be Mevorach B'Peh, he meant to be Meharher. And he too agrees that there's a din of a Balkari and the Takonas Ezra. Asks the Gemara today on the beginning of the third line, Mi Itlei L'Rabbi Yehuda Hirhur. Is it true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's actually a fee of Hirhur, and that there's an Isra of Dibur, V'Atanya Balkari Shein Lo Mayim Litvo? For Balkari has no water. Nonetheless, he's Keri Kriyat Shema. The Inom Mevarech Lo Lefaneha V'Lo La'Achareha. V'Ochel Pito Mevarech La'Achareha. The Inom Mevarech Lefaneha. Aval Meharher B'Libo V'Inom Otsi B'Svatav Dibur Rabbi Meir. And again, we get into the question of here whether this is the equivalent of the Mishnah, the Rabbanan, and the Mishnah we had. If, when we say Aval Meharher B'Libo, it means that the Kriya of the Balkari of Kriyat Shema was not a Hirhur, and the Einam Avarach Lefaneo means Einam Avarach B'Dibur Aval Meharher, then according to Rashi, this would represent a third Shita. Because remember what we spoke about before, that there's two ways of understanding the Mishnah. The question is whether we should learn that it's mutter to actually speak, and mutter only laher in the prophets, or whether, as the Yerushalmi learns, that the meaning actually is that there's an iser of hirhur in yafilu in the brachas, and when it says over here avo meharher, it's going back on the reisha where he said that you are kari kriyat shema. What do I mean by kari kriyat shema? Eino motzim b'svatav avo meharher. By the way, that would account for the what appears to be the redundancy of eino motzim b'svatav. I mean, obviously, if he's meharher, if you're telling me avo meharher, then obviously eino motzim b'svatav. That's what meharher means. So if we understand it to mean that essentially what he's saying is look at it that way, then it would be an explanation of the ratio, not of the sefer. Then we would have only two shitas instead of three separate shitas. So that's certainly the Rashash says that's the way, according to Rashi, that's the way we should learn it. And he brings examples of where we could say aval, meaning, even though we didn't make a statement that needs to be defined separately, that the Gemara often says aval in that sense. In the sense of meaning. Meaning to say, not what you might think, rather, that it's only Maher. Rabbi Yehuda on there. Den kach motziv bisvatav. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, Beferush, he's talking about talking. Not yours. What are you trying to tell me? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, all he's adding is that you should be Maher on these brachot. You say everything. So how could you tell me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, on the one hand you're saying there's no din of Takanas Ezra, on the other hand you're saying that a Balkari is supposed to be Teva? Well, what we'll have to say is, Omrim Nakobar Yitzhak, Asa'an Rabbi Yehuda Kilchot Derech Eretz, that actually, these inyanim of Brachot or Kriyat Shema is not really Limud. In the sense, as we'll see later, that the question over here, the Isra of Limud to a Balkari is involvement of Limud. But to say something quickly that doesn't need to be discussed at any length and that can be just run through or to be involved in things like Emily Post, except it's Rebbetz and Emily Post. So there he says that if it's Rebbetz and Emily Post, it already has a din of Torah. So there it's not. It's just Yochas Berach Eretz, and even though we're Kaveya them in an organization and so on, it's not something that requires any type of concentration and involves you in Limud, and therefore there was no Takona about it. Titania, V'odatam L'vanecha L'vnei Vanecha, we saw already the svichut of the pasuk of Elodatem, which is a chiyav of limud, the dibur, and then it says afterwards Yom Asher Amarta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha B'Choreb. We use that indeed as the svichut for saying that there is a chiyav of being careful about not saying the Vayteres about Keri. And here the way the Brisa puts it is Mala Halan, just like by Kabbalat Torah, we had to be careful. Everything was done Be'ema, Bira, Testu B'Zeah. There was the Giloy Hashchina and the Kerlos HaShefer, and there was a complete silencing of creation. There was a sense of awe and a fear and a trembling and a sweat. So too, when a person is being Modia Levana B'Levnei Vanav, it has to be with the same Ema Yira Retet Zeah. And therefore, based on this, Bikan Amru, and as Rav Moti Por asked me yesterday, and I hadn't pointed out yet, but Tosfos in Bava Kamma makes it clear that this must only be an Esmachta, because otherwise it would be not a Takanas Ezra, it would be a Diraisa. However, we did see earlier that even Dorot HaKodmim, before Ezra, like we saw by the whole Sigur Ben Yishchai, and so this is centuries before Ezra, nonetheless, we see that there was definitely a Hakpada, so everybody understood that there were Muslim here to how it is that a person should view his Limud HaTorah and so on. But based on the relationship of Hodaten, to Yom HaShem HaMadat HaZvei HaShem Elokecha, since the way that this Braita defines the issue is not Malahalam Balakaryan Asuri, but rather, the question is the attitude towards Torah. The trembling, the fear and trembling when it comes to the Kabbalah Satera. Therefore, Mikan Amru, Hazavim, Bahamitzorain, Ubaim al Nidot, Mutarim Likrot, Batorah, Bidivim, Ubachetuvim, Lishnot, Mishnah, Gemarao, Balachot, Vagadot. It's not Tuma, that's the issue. Because if it were a didn't Tuma, then we would have answered a Zav, and a Bayal Nida, and a Mitzera, and so on and so forth. But those things are not related to attitudes. That's a din in Tuma. There was no halakha of Tuma, at least the way we're learning here. Now, it's possible that Takanas Ezra, on the original level of Takanas Ezra, did involve a Takanas Tuma. As a matter of fact, some learn that the machlokas about whether one should be Tevel, that we had yesterday on Amid Beis, that's the question. Lagabe Tuma, you're not going to be Moyel. What's an Afkamina? He remains Tame. Lagabe, so therefore, if you hold that the Takana was in terms of Tumas carry, as opposed to the fact of carry, what's the point that I'm going to make for? He's going to be Tame for another 7 days, this guy, because anyway, he's off. But if the issue is that it's not revolving in terms of Tuma, we can separate out. Not everybody learns that, by the way. Some learn that for Tuma also, it's possible to be Mechalik, take off a particular element of Tuma and add another element of Tuma. Is it possible to say, we don't have a concept, Enis or Chalal Iser? Is there such a thing by Tuma as well? There's a generic Tuma? There's somebody's Tame. What's the point of saying, let's take off his Tuma's carry? What Tuma's carry? Either he's Tame or he's not Tame. I mean, Bishay, we're going to change the Darga, he's an Ava Tuma, Rishon, but that's not what we're doing here. So some learn that's good with the Machlokas. Can you make an impact on Tuma? So from there we learn that the issue of here is attitude. Since a Balkari comes from an attitude, because it comes through Kalos Rosh, so we want to make people sensitive to their attitudes. Therefore, we made a Takona of Tumas Keri specifically. So Balakari and Asuri, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Now Rabbi Yossi in his Brisa says, Shonehu, we're getting still to our Raya that there's a difference about Hilchos Beraferet, that's where we started bringing all of this. So Rabbi Yossi says, well, the things that you know about Peh, you don't have to think about, and you can just sort of run them off your tongue, those things you can say. We don't want you explaining things at length and spreading it out on a table, so to speak. Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef says, you can even do that. You can be Mitzia and Mishnah. Don't be Mitzia the Gemara. That's already taking you into things a little bit too deeply. Rav Nosson ben Avishalom Omer, Af Mitzia ta Gemara, you can even do that as long as you're careful not to say the Shemot Hashem. We often have Pesukim that are quoted in the Gemara. At least be careful not to say the Azkarot Shebo. Now, from here, by the way, incidentally, there seems to be a Raya that when you read the Gemara, you should say the Pesukim with the Shem. Right. Because otherwise, I mean, what's he saying? That Ugilvad. I mean, nobody does that. And indeed, the Yaivetz brings, he also brings a story that his father, Chaim Tzvi, was very, very, he would be gayer in Darshanim, and the people who wouldn't say the Pesukim in the Gemara. What's the matter? It's not good enough for you to be able to say the Shem Hashem when you're reading a Pesuk, and Bedavka to say the Shem Hashem, which is the Mashmahot of the Sugya over here. No, not even a whole pasuk. As long as the phrase makes sense, and it says even semutaina that even, let's say that sometimes you find the Amoraim curse out, you know, Elohim, you know, that you even over there he says Shem Hashem. So, or when there are other examples, I mean, it doesn't because that's not a shame. You can say B'chlal, nobody's makbid on the word Elohim. Dafka on the Shem Hashem on the Shem Ben Harba. And most of them learn that way. Certainly the Svardim, I mean, Rav Avadia Yosef holds yes to say the Shem is. I mean, there is a Magen Avraham who says not to. I believe that Reb Meisher was mechalek between somebody who might get mixed up. He's a darshan, he's middle saying a droid, not reading from a Gemara. So a darshan may often misquote a pasuk. You know, you miss a word and so on and so forth. Then bedavka, you don't want to say the pasuk to tzurasei. But the reason to say bedavka the shame is because otherwise you're saying a pasuk that Meisher Rabbeinu wasn't facing. Same thing as Nogea Brochas. Many people will teach a child his Haftorah saying Baruch Atah Hashem, and invariably they get up there and say Baruch Atah Hashem, and it's almost a given that a bar mitzvah is not going to say the Shem Hashem when he makes his Brochas Haftorah. It's always Baruch Atah Hashem. And indeed, I mean, there was also a Ramesh was a goyer on that he did it on the contrary. You're supposed to be Dafka teach. with the Shem Hashem, even though there's a Mishnah Brura that says not to use the Shem. It's interesting, Rashi didn't even bother mentioning the Mishnah Brura. It could be that he understood that that was Benegea Gadol. In other words, a Gadol already knows what to be Mavorah. Well, you got to tell him the whole Bracha, but just tell him, you end what you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you know, and then you end with this, and then he himself understands how to say it. When you're teaching a child, you have to be Margil him, the doctor, to use the Shem correctly. All right, the frum thing to do is not say a pasuk for some reason, even though there's just as much a frum thing to do to say it. But it's a matter of fads, sort of these issues, you know, whatever is looked at as the frum thing to do. So
would
Zemira
be a category?
Zemira is? No, we're talking about. You mean? Is there? I mean, again, the reason not to would be because the reason the doctrine not to change to say Hashem is because of you're quoting a pasuk. A Zemira isn't a pasuk, so there's no problem in not saying, but there's certainly no problem in yes saying. I mean, the Indian is that it's supposed to be Shevach Vodoya. I mean, what's not to say Shevach Vodoya, Takarish Vorfu, to say it to Hashem? I mean, you know, we don't have enough of those guys around over here. We're still in the middle of this, trying to get to Rabbi Yehuda. We haven't gotten there yet. And Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, who was the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, quotes Rabbi Akiva as saying, Lo yikanes l'midrash kol yikar, don't get involved in Medrash. Because in Medrash, you're bound to say Tzurkim. I'm all for the Medrash. Takes the Pasuk, and I'm going to darshan the Pasuk. How are you going to avoid really getting involved in saying a Pasuk there? And some say what he said was even more. Lo yikanes l'beit ha-midrash kolika. Don't even get involved and start figuring out what, because you're going to end up going to the Beit Medrash. You're going to see your Kabrusa, you're going to hear somebody misquote something, whatever. You can't avoid getting involved in learning once you go into the Beit Medrash. So stay out of there. Rabbi Yehuda, amen, all of this was just to get up to this line. Rabbi Yehuda, amen. So now you can sit here, Professor Spolsky is not here, that actually, Shonehu Bilchot Derech Eretz. And here is the mucker where we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Hilchos Derech Eretz are mutter, and therefore the Gemara's Chiddush before is that the saying over of Brachos, of Kriya Shema, and Kriya Shema is not the Nogia really Limud HaTorah. It's more like Hilchos Derech Eretz. Ma'aseh Rabbi Yehuda, what's curious is that Rabbi Yehuda himself once had been Leah Kerry, was walking along a river, so right in front of water, and his Talmidim, and he wasn't speaking to the Paris, his Talmidim say, Rabbeinu, Shanelanu Perek Echad B'Hilchot Derech Eretz. Oh, well, since we're walking anyway, I mean, talk to us about Emily Post. And V'Yarad Tavav V'Shanelan. First he went to the mikveh, he jumps into the water, and then he comes out and he teaches Hilchot Derech Eretz. So they realized it must be that he was hesitant to teach them because he was a Valkyrie. So they asked him, so what do you have to go to the mikveh for? We only asked you. It could be they wanted to avoid embarrassing him anyway. That's why they only asked for Hilchos Derech Eretz. He says, I don't understand. Limadatenu Rabbeinu Shoneh Ube Hilchos Derech Eretz. Didn't you say there's no problem? That's Hilchos Derech Eretz. Amala Nu. That's for other people. It's a sign of our parrot. Afal Pisha Mekel Ani Al Acherim. I may be maker for other people, but certainly Machmir Ani Al Atzmi. I'm not going to say any kind of Divrei Torah without Tefillah. Including Hilchos Derech Eretz. Now, one important implication of this story is that before we said Valkeri She'in Lo Mayim Litfo, and here he's right on the riverbanks, and he doesn't say to them, what are you asking me? We were talking before about Valkeri She'in Lo Mayim Litfo. You're asking a guy who's walking along the riverbanks why he went to the mikveh. If he has a mikveh in front of him, then obviously he's going to go to the mikveh. All of these Heterim were only said, what happens if he doesn't have a mikveh, yeah?
Where we find that a person who's getting some pleasure out of from being a voluntary, and this is accidental.
No. It doesn't make any difference, because we view the whole process of being part of a whimsical approach to life. So that even if the carry results of intercourse and so on, part of that is obviously necessary, but part of that is a kalas rosh. Certainly, Valkeri is not through intercourse, it's before him. So a person is a matzav of less seriousness, fantasizing, whatever is going to be going is Riyas Keri. No, he didn't see Keri walking along the riverbank. He had woken up as a Valkeri. Now he's walking along the riverbank. Good heavens, who do you think was parading on that riverbank anyway? He thought it was Rocha Bazeno was going by over there. So anybody who was here would become a Valkeri. You notice that it's not even known that there exists. You mean there are dinner Derech Eretz? Pointing out that it appears from here that it doesn't matter, even though there's Mayim Lefanecha. Now this is a whole issue. It's an actual story. My Shahayah, my grandfather's atzal in the Rosh Yeshiva of Baltimore. So he was very much, he came from Chabad from his family, and was very much anti-Chassid. That was like anathema to him. So, and then having learned in the Litta and so on, looked down very much on Chassid Shimon Argin, such as going to the mikveh in the morning. So there was a rich Balabayas who wanted to donate an entire building, b'tnai that it should have a mikveh in it. And that way, he said, that way the Bochum will be able to go to the mikveh. So he refused to accept the donation. He said, what do I want? I want this to turn into a bunch of old men drinking tea and sitting around in a mikveh instead of Bochum learning Torah. So here's the question. What is the... Is there an Indian if a mikveh is matzah, is rebeisha? Actually, somebody has to rebeisha shayla whether he should support a mikveh for men. I mean, they were collecting money. We don't hold the mikvahs for men. What do I got? Is there an Indian? Should I be mishtatev? So Rav Meisha wrote that certainly it's a nice Indian to have a mikvah. It's certainly considered to be a tzerach hatzibur since there are people who insist on using a mikvah. We'll see in a moment why it is we don't use the mikvah. And furthermore, he says, if the mayim is found there, and it's easy to get to, so alakas kama v'kama. Maybe here we see that Rabbi Yehuda didn't suggest that. And nothing to do with the being matzuri. He said, I don't want to be machmer. He could have told them, if it's here, why shouldn't the person already be in a darg of kedusha? Mashma was always machmer, not so it didn't matter whether he was around the water. Okay, but in our Friday discussion, we'll see. But again, what will
I say? It's so funny that he was right by the water.
Right by the water.
And didn't go in just to...
He would have.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he would have, even if he wasn't right in front of the water, so he didn't use that as an indication of it being any different.
There's a rudiment, but the ship's been flooded.
You would have also learned with
Slavon. The doctor did not want to make money.
No. That's the point of the serious nefesh. Wouldn't take the money.
You would also learned with Slavon. He didn't go in. He needed to go in. He was walking by the river before he had that meeting, didn't go into the city and wasn't
Slavon. What are you trying to prove?
I'm saying he didn't go in until he needed to. It wasn't such an Indian of just being Slavon.
Yeah, they're also going in because they needed to. They have to go into daven. They have to go into learn.
Well, they had a need. But he was saying, what I'm saying is, he didn't go and just become tahor at that point.
Had they not asked him?
He's asking, why did he go in the first place?
Why should he?
That's my point.
Nobody suggests. Does nobody suggest that you should stop going?
Well, it was sort of
thrown around here. I didn't hear it.
So therefore, it's as soon as possible to just be.
Why? That was never raised that there's an Indian being taught. Anyway, point taken. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Hayaimer, Ein Divrei Torah Mekablim Tumah. Forget about this whole business. Never heard of such a thing. What Divrei Torah are going to be Mekabel Tumah? Somebody who's a Balkari should not speak Divrei Torah. It's somehow going to affect his Divrei Torah. Ma'isa b'Talmid Echad Shayam Migam Gein L'Maylam Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. There was a story where there was one of the Talmidim who clearly was hesitant about saying something, and Rav Yehuda ben Beseira was there, and he wasn't responding, or he was reading the Torah wrong. Either megamgen means that he hesitated to speak, or that he spoke very quickly and didn't want to articulate clearly. We'll see later on there's a lotion of megamgen later about this.
Mumbling.
It was one way of learning it, or hesitant. We'll see later that there's actually two ways of seeing it. And he said to that Talmid, Amalei benip tak picha v'yirot varecha, will you please open your mouth and let your word shine. Your personal situation has nothing to do with the Divrei Torah that you're speaking about. And therefore you have no reason to hesitate. So apparently he doesn't hold of Tikkun Ezra B'chol. He says that there's no, or at least in terms of Divrei Torah, you should know that actually Rav Haigoin says, and this is again our Friday Yalocha discussion, that this is only Lagavi Divrei Torah, and Divrei Torah Mekablim Tumah. How about for Tfilah or for Kriyat Shema? It's not clear that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was saying over here that there's no din of Tfilah Ezra at all, because we're talking about learning over here. Omar Mar, Matziah Ta Mishnah Veino Matziah Ta Gemara. You said before that at least according to one Shita, just be careful not to get into Gemara. And that's a proof to Rabbi Eloi Shita, the Omer Rabbi Eloi, Omer Rav Acha B'Yakob Mishum Rabbeinu, Halacha Matziah Ta Mishnah Veino Matziah Ta Gemara. Actually, some Akkuk Stanoim. Matziah ta Mishnah v'inam Matziah ta Gemara divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, Omer Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, zeh v'zeh asur, or some say zeh v'zeh mutar, and we know exactly who some is, don't we? Because the man Yomru said zeh v'zeh asur, that's the shita of Rabbi Yochanan that we brought, Rabbi Yochanan Sander that we brought Lamala, neither Mishnah nor Gemara. Whereas man Yomru zeh v'zeh mutar, we just explained. That's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, there's no in the klal of going to the mikvah. Omer Nachum Bar Yitzchak Halacha Lamaisa Nohu Alma Kahani Tlat Sabi, and these are very unusual cases because Lamaisa we do not have a psak this way. If anything, the general Ritzah of the Sugya is Keneged the way the Nohu Alma is. These are das. Each one of these cases is a das Yochid that the Rabbim certainly was not knowing Kamohu at the time of the Gemara from all of the cases that we saw, and nonetheless we accept without any kind of potzepe. Nobody makes a mecha on the fact that the minhag has become to be so mecha on these three yechidim in three sugyas. One is like Rabbi Eloi, when it comes to Reishis HaGeiz, which we'll explain in a moment. One is like Rabbi Yehoshua when it comes to Kelayim, and one is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira when it comes to Divrei Torah, which is what we just discussed, despite the fact that you could certainly not say that Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Yehoshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira were among the mainstream of Poskim even. Right? In other words, we don't find mentions on one place where Rabbi Eloi is mentioned Bechlal in a Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was often a tzivim. I mean, yeah, okay, so, you know, Rishto Prusad, but certainly he's not mentioned normally in our Sidrei HaPsak. Nonetheless, these became the makaris of these three very important sugyas that were nogea all the time. And what are the cases? The cases are like this. When we say to Rabbi Eloi Bereishis HaGeiz, we're referring to the following braisa, the Tanya. Rabbi Eloi Omer, Bereishis HaGeiz, Eina Noeg Ela Ba'aretz. Therefore, when it comes to our Hanhaga in Bavel, or all over the world, Jews have not given Bereishis HaGeiz. Now, Jewish farmers who have the shearings of their sheep do not give the shearings to a kohen. That's only because of Rabbi Eloi, because l'chora, a sheep is not gidulei karka, and it's not a chova, therefore, that should be tamui on Yerushas Haaretz and so on, and it should be a minhag all over. But since he darshens Rabbi Eloi, that Rishis HaGeiz is dakar Eretz Yisrael, we know it that way. Rabbi Yehoshua was very makil about Kelo Yakerim, and Rabbi Yehoshua said that, as we'll see now, what is Rabbi Yehoshua b'Kelai? He says like this, since Kedekhsiv, lo Sizra kar mecha Kelayim, what's the shot? Don't sow your Kerem as Kelayim, mashma, that you'd be sowing the Kerem with what otherwise would be Kelayim. So therefore, he says, look, the Isra of Kelayim is not to put something else into the Kerem, but rather you've got to have the Kaloyim Zroyim, so you need, let's say, Chita and Seorah, that you're planting Chita and Seorah at the same time that you're planting now the Chatzan and the Kerem, so that you're planting a Kelayim into a Kerem, all simultaneously. In which case, Lo'olam Eino Chayav, Achi Yizra, Chita, Usora, the Chatzan, the Mapolajav. You would need to do it all with the same throw of your hand. And to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, Divrei Torah, is what we just said. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira Omer, Ein Divrei Torah, Mikablim Tuma. And indeed, Kiyata Zeire, Amar, but Lulet Viluta. When Zeire came, he said, they were Mavato. All I know is all over Eretz Yisrael. Nobody's going to the mikveh. Apparently, they were Mavato, the holding of Tefillah. Some say that what he said was bitluah nitiluta, that they were mavato, this business of washing your hands before davening. So ba'yomer bitluah nitiluta, that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who was mizalzel in the whole thing of Takanas Ezra, clearly because he was afraid that it was causing problem, whether those problems are in terms of learning, or those problems are in terms of period of Arithia, we'll see later on. And that's like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Man yomer bitul nitilata. The other Rav Chista, we had earlier, that Rav Chista would curse out somebody who would start looking around for water before he goes to daven, and that way would now end up perhaps not being, not saying tefillah bismanim. Maybe that's what it was referring to. It's not clear what Rav Yehuda ben Beseira holds, by the way. In other words, what happened to a Takana Ezra? What do you mean, butlu? How can you go and be mavato with Takana Ezra? I thought, ain't bezin yochol avato of the bezin chavero? When it comes to Takana, someone can't go to the chokh of the minyan, telling me that he had a bezin that was greater than bezin Ezra? It's absurd. So Tosfos says, not here, but Tosfos says that, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, he holds that Ezra never made a Takana. Ezra had a recommended anhaga, which he did not impose on anybody, and that people took it as a takona, but he was simply pointing out that Ezra never made such a takona as a chiyuv. However, you'll notice that even when the Baba Kama, when it lists the 10 takonas that Ezra had, so the first 9 takonas it lists straight, he was mataken A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and then it says, V'tiken tefillah l'valikarian, as if it's different. And he also made a takona. We were just talking about the takonas. So even the way that it's brought is that there's some inherent difference between one of the takonas for the Balkari and all the others of his takonas. Others learn, the Rambam learns, that the takona of Ezra was never mikubal. Remember that in order for a takona to be binding, it has to be accepted by the tzibur. And not just accepted, but we need statistical verification that it was accepted. And we actually send around people to do a poll. A year afterwards, Besdin sends around poll takers to see whether this takona has taken hold. If the takona doesn't take hold, it's automatically bought. However, the Rambam adds, therefore some will hold, that it's not automatically bought. What it means is that it's not absolutely binding. And therefore, if it comes to a point that we find out that it's something she'ein rov atzibur yochol la'amod bo, then that's a separate issue. Some people confuse the two. The Rambam mentions both separately. There are things that people are not makabel, Not because it's impossible, it's too difficult for us. We can't keep such a takana financially. It's just unreasonable, for instance, the takana not to do business with Kutim and to treat them like goyim the holdover. So the Gemara, you remember in Chulin, said that earlier generations tried to make such a takana, it never held. Because it was just simply too much commerce going on with them. They couldn't do that. And then they gradually, as things changed, so then finally Rabbi Meir could come along. He could make such a takana. They did accept it from him. So that's an issue of Ein Rov HaTzibur Yecholim La'amidoi. But there's also another question. Whether L'maisa, the relationship of Besin and the Tzibur is such that this is something that people respected and then it caught on. So in other words, the Inyanim of Terah cannot come as a hand-me-down from Besin. That's the way it is. The relationship of Takana is a Besin, not Chas V'Shalom, Pirushim of Besin. That's a given. But if Besin is trying to make a Takana, then that means by definition, it's a Takana. It's something that makes things better. And that means it's part of a social construct that makes it better. If the tzibur doesn't respond to that betterment, it doesn't make sense. It's not better. It's just making life more difficult. And therefore, it's not a takon. Says the Rambam, both issues happened over here. It never caught on. So even though many people were doing it, it wasn't binding. And then Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra saw that it was a davar shein rov hatzibur yecholim la'amidoi. It was getting to a point simply being too difficult. And people were bedafka rejecting it. So therefore, they were mevata, that's what he's washing over here, bitulua l'tzvilusa. Others learned, even some of the Rishonim, which is, this is usually an Achrayim Shekapah, but originally when Ezra made this takana, he made the takana recognizing that it could come to cause great difficulty, and made a tznai in the takana, which accounts for the different language for Huti came. So he made a tznai in the takana, that if it turns out that a Bezin sees it as necessary to be Mavato, he's telling you right now that they don't care. But his Bezin is not Makbid. That it should be Dafkid Takon Ladiris. So he was making Takon as long as necessary. So he apparently felt that in his generation there was a problem. We know the problem in his generation. We know there's a tremendous amount of Kalus Rosh in Ezra's time with the playing around with the Goyish women and the whole idea of the, you know, getting rid of them and so on. So
and it was like a Kabbalah Satara
again. It was like a Kabbalah Satara, exactly. Excellent. The whole point of Ezra is the gathering together of everybody. He was like Moshe Rabbeinu. It was viewed as Ezra. He once again gave the Torah with the whole dinim of the Ksav, being different than the Ksav Ashuris from the time of Ezra and so on. So they were very mad at that time, but he included, it's not meant that every generation has to be knowing this way.
And that's even over hundreds of years. That
correct. Yeah. And despite the fact that there was something that was so clear from the Psukim that people were knowing it before he even came along. As a matter of fact, some kind of that, the Pasuk actually made sense in terms of Divrei Torah B'Ksav. And that was something that he didn't need to make a takana. That was an ancient takana. That psukim they wouldn't say that was, and that's what was happening. Not that Binayol ben Yoyada was being machmir on himself, but that everybody was knowing it that way. He came and added for Teresh Shabal Peh, some say only even Behirur. He added Behirur, and originally it was only Asa B'Dibur. There's various approaches to it. Okay, in any event, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra was Mevato l'takana, and the minhag is to follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra's question of whether that means Legabi Teira, Legabi Tefillin, Kriyat Shema. That's a separate thing we'll talk about in our halacha review. By the way, glad I thought of it. Friday is not a very good day, I think, this week, because of the some people will be involved in Purim and so on, you know, they may be going out of town. In any event, maybe we should do it on Thursday, as Moshe Baruch suggests. Would people have time? Would you gentlemen from Yeshiva have time and a timeness? Yeah?
Thursday morning.
In other words, the view Thursday morning is Friday morning.
Friday.
Yeah. What they review? We usually go to about 10 if we do the structure as well. Yeah, we finish for 10:30. Okay, fine. So there's a
session. We start on Friday.
That's another good question. Should we talk about that today? Okay, it's fine with me. What time shall we start on Friday? Usually we don't have morning on Purim. That's because there's so many mitzvahs people are being asked to be mitzvahs. So since it's a Purim Mishulish this year, and it's really your Dalit, there won't be anything to do. You finish the Megillah, and then what are you going to do?
Huh? But you have to do Matanis
Levyanim. This was a word from your sponsor. Valkeri Shinatnu Alav Kisha Kavim Mayim Tohar. Now we're introducing a whole new thing. Till now we were talking about tefillah for Valkeri. As everybody knows, there's all type of strange things going on when it comes to men mikvot. The water might be my children, and a mikvah. All types of funny things. Here we're going to start on the funny things. First of all, it says in the Braisa that in terms of a tefillah for Valkeri, it's good enough to pour 9 kavim of water over him, and that's enough. And that's, oh, that's a shiloh, by the way, whether that's true. Dr. Ullman just suggested that he could take a shower. There's a question as to whether pouring over him, even though obviously if you pour it, it's from a kli, is there a din in pouring, like there's by the Tilas Yadayim, that you need to have davka? Is there a din has to be a kli in the sense of not being mechuber? In which case, most showers, except except a field shower, where you know you have a little thing, you hang it up, and then you open it up, maybe that would be okay. But how about what we call a shower? Now, if you have a hot water boiler that is you're taking a shower with, you could view the hot water boiler as a kli, so at least it isn't just coming out of pipes, but it's actually first held in a container. The problem is that it's mechuber lekarka, because it's piped in and it's connected to the ground.
Normally you mix it with the cold water, which is...
Right, but you might say you have 12 liters still of I think about 12 liters is a mine common.
And mine shulim doesn't pass with tisha kav.
And mine shulim, for sure, obviously, by definition, can't pass. So, but the only shaila is, does it pass if it's mechuber lekarka, if it's not done derech nesina? There's some who are matir showers for this issue, to those who are makbid, as we'll see, that there's some who hold that there was no heter, except the Gabi de Reiterra, not in terms of Tfil and Kriya Shema.
In the Hebrew Kedisha, we used to use 9 powders on the mat.
Right. Yeah, yeah, that's still... Not used to, it's still done.
It kept pouring, so you had several people pouring, so there was no stopping.
Right. This is another Shiloh, the use of separate kalim. That it's clear eyes that you can use separate kalim for various suggests, except that it should be without as contiguous.
Right.
In other words, there shouldn't be any hafsaka, otherwise it's not tisha kav. It's tisha kav in the basach. Thank you. Now, this halacha, when the Rabbonin heard it, it actually, Nochem Ish Gamzu had whispered it to Rabbi Akiva. Don't worry about the mikvah showers. Okay? Rabbi Akiva whispered it to Ben Azai. And of course, Ben Azai went out and told everybody. He was Shana Talmid of Bashuk. Now, obviously, they're arguing is whether this is supposed to be a known thing or only for special people. Pleading about Shrei Amoroi B'Ma'arava, Rabbi Yossi Bar-Rava and Rabbi Yossi Bar-Zvida. Chad Toni Shon'a V'chad Toni Lo'chasha. Some indeed, when they say over the original aloha, some say it was whispered and some say he taught it. What would be the Nafkamili argument? Man de Tani Shana Mishum de Tolter. Ben Azai, whose whole Metzias was learning Torah, he didn't hold of reproduction very much either, you know, because he said he's going to be Yotzei his reproduction with his Chidushi Torah. So then there's no problem being about Kerry with too much Torah. So for him, he said, what are we wasting here? You're wasting your time going to the mikveh. You should be learning better. So he went ahead and he was Shana. Whereas the man, the Amos, said, Lo Chasha, that's, besides which, I mean, even if it's not Ben Azai, there's always Bito Piri of Arivia for those people who do think highly of that. So somebody who is going to worry about going to the mikveh, he's going to figure, forget it, I got no cash for this, I'm going to waste the whole morning tomorrow morning looking for a mikveh. How about if we put it off for a month or two, you know? And so that's going to end up really cutting down our population. And therefore, he didn't like the idea of people needing to look for a mikveh. He said, okay, so you use a shower, and then it's not such a hassle. Man de toni lo chasha, whereas if you hold it, shouldn't be told to everybody. Shalo yutamidei chachamim, it's hinei to nishotem ketarnagol, and everyone over here, I mean, what the way you're walking around a chicken yard, every time you see a hen, you got to get into action over here, and that's we want to avoid, so we make it a little bit difficult for you, and you'll have to at least go to the mikveh. And therefore, so this is another sugya. You know, this is not the same issue as with Tet and Zeya and so on. This is a different takana, apparently, in which even though there's a way in which we can be makil in the Yonim of Tefillah, they were machmer because they wanted to get more serious behavior from their Talmidim. Omer Avyanai Shamati Shemekilimba, Veshamati Shemachmirimba, look, I mean, I gotta tell you, some people are makil and they allow people to use not necessarily a mikveh, but to use a swimming pool or a tisha kabin. Some people are machmir, they want a real mikveh. And I'll tell you, call a machmir alatzmo, marikin lo yamav vishnotav. You want to be machmir on yourself, certainly it's a nice thing to do. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, who are these weirdos going around all morning, they're going to the mikveh? Is mat even shall totally shakrin? Who are these weirdos that go to the mikveh in the morning? What does the Gemara mean? Who are the weirdos? He, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, was the one who brought up the whole thing in the first place. He said, Balkari is us to give right there, and now they're weirdos? No, I'll think I'm a Mat Ivan Barboim Saw. How come these guys are running around trying to get to the mikveh Barboim Saw? They could have used a shower. Again, when I say shower, I don't mean necessarily. I'm not saying that Tisha Kabi necessarily is a shower. We're talking about, so the swimming pool would be the equivalent, Merchatzos. That's the next piece.
Yeah.
And either they could have this Tisha Kabi. What do they need? Arboim Saw. And why do they need Tfila? They could always have the Tina. And Rabbi Hanina said, no, listen. There's a very important point over here. When they made this takona, that even though Tisha Kabim is enough But they didn't want to spread around. They wanted the people should the doctor have our boimsa. This was a getter gadol gadruba. This definitely cut down on the averas in the yeshiva. There's once a story of a guy who was trying to seduce a girl, and she said to him, "Boy, you're an idiot. Where are you going to go be tayvel in the morning? Reka, yeshaka, boim, sash, atato, velben. You're going to find a mikveh tomorrow morning. Miyat pirish." So he gave up on her. I mean, I'd give up on a girl like that too. But the mashmaut over here is that that per se is enough to prevent people from sinning. Now, Rashi says that what we're talking about over here is Badafka, this girl was a pnuya. And the only reason not to sleep with a pnuya is because it's yichud. So it's included in yichud. If I'm asking yichud, then obviously we're asking intercourse. The whole issue is of the reason we're asking yichud. The reason, so the Tzlach explains the reason Rashi is learning this way. I mean, why not say there was Tava Yishu with Dvar Aver that was Osir Bidi Raisa? Because I mean, it sounds a little bit silly. The guy is willing to do an Isser, and then when she tells him, "What are you going to do about the mikveh?" All of a sudden, that's a problem. Why is that the problem? Oh, we'll worry about the mikveh later. What's the big deal? But it sounds a little bit strange. It's very... So the mail of Rashi says, okay, so he's talking about over here that he was going to be over on Yichud, basically. Okay, so then now was a Shiloh one, but you're not going to necessarily be over on going to the mikvah. I must tell you that my Rebbe Reb Chaim said the most beautiful pshat on this, and it is so incredibly true, that the meaning of Geder Godruba is like this. A person does an Avera because he doesn't believe that there's any implications in reality to that Avera. So if the implications he puts out of his mind, what are you going to say? He's going to sleep with this girl. What's going to happen? So my madrega will change. So maybe one day I'll go to hell and I'll do tshuva. Things will work out. It's not really going to make a difference to me. The moment that she inserts some element of undeniable reality, look, Lamaisa, you know perfectly well that the morning after the night before you're going to be looking for a mix. Think about that. True or not true? That itself is a restoration of a different level of reality, and it brings the morning after the night before into the night before. And the male of the person is in chayte in the first place. So it's not the issue whether he's willing to be over on the takon of Ezra. He knows he's not going to be. So she forced him to contemplate the actuality of the impact of what he's going to do, and therefore there was no way that he could do it. It's nothing to do with the chumrah of the issues. Therefore, according to that shot, you don't have to say Rashi's approach, which, by the way, I should mention is a machlokas. That's the Raivid's approach. That there's no isser in sleeping with an unmarried woman, as long as it's not done all the time. That you can't set up a woman to be a sexual partner that you're not going to marry. But to have stam, yeah, that's a kadesh issue. But stam to have casual sex is not an isser, except that it's included in the isser of yichud. But some hold that intercourse without kedushin per se is an issue. That's my focus we've shown. But it's clear here that Rashi is learning that only Chachomi Masrua, the Asura Pnuya Mitam Yichud. Okay, so getting back now to this. Why exactly are you guys completely, all agree that we should follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra? You know, usually you're the guys looking for the best hacksha, the biggest chumras. All of a sudden it comes to this, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra is it. Like, everybody's accepting him. Imishum tsina is what? It's because the mikvah is too cold. Go to a heated swimming pool. Efshar b'merchat tsa'ot? Says Reb Tista, what do you mean? You mean you go to mikvah in a swimming pool? Yes, tefillah b'chamia. Oh, my lady, well, Reb Ata bar Abba kreik avos. There are those who hold not. So again, there are a number of different ways of learning this. Are we talking about yesh tefillah b'chamia? That the problem is, because a heated mikveh itself is similar to a merchatz, as we saw earlier in Nida, there's something called takonas merchatzos, gzeira merchatzos. We make takonas that a mikveh should not be similar to a beit merchatz. There in the Gemara we were talking about having low stools by the mikveh in which the woman would be, according to those shitas that the Gemara was talking about, standing on stools. So it's too similar to a merchatz, because gzeira is merchatzos. Someone, that's the issue over here. If it's heated water, it would be also because it's Xeris Merchatzos. Others learn that it's because it's Derech Rechitza. It's not the kind of Merchatz that a person will come to actually go to the Mikvah Merchatz, but rather that the mitzvah is Tefillah and not washing off and not going for a swim. And that's a separate issue. Others learn, we're talking about Mayim Shulamim, Kipshutai. When you talk about Merchatzos, it means going to a public bath. Obviously, it wasn't a kosher Mikvah, where the water over there was Mayim Shulamim. And nonetheless, Legabe, the Balkari, we were matir, even Mayim Shulamim, in the same way that we had the Tisha Kabin. Reb Zera was sitting in a tub And this tub was in the public bath. So he says to his shamai, he says to the man that's his butler, his aide, Zil v'aisi v'kisha kab, and v'shami, you will go fill up a container of 9 kab and pour it over my head. Excuse me, but you're sitting in the bathtub. Why do you need somebody to pour it over your head? You're sitting in it. No. The din of Tisha Kabin is similar to the din of Arboim Sa. Would you tell me that when there's a din of Arboim Sa, somebody could pour Arboim Sa over my head? Arboim Sa means it has to be in a mikveh. The din of Tisha Kabin is that it's the mirror image of the mikveh. It has to be a shower. It can't be sitting in a tub. So just like Arboim Sa is b'tvila v'lo b'netina, Tisha Kabin is b'netina v'lo b'tvila. Now Reb Nachman, he went out, but he came chatzpah, bat tisha kabin. He made a container that would hold 9 kav specifically that you could use so that everybody would have 9 kav and ready. Wouldn't waste time. If they're going into the Beis HaMidrash and they need a shower, they could take his 9 kav thing and there you go. Simple as could be. Now, Kiyos Rabdimi Omar, Rabdimi came, he said, well, I don't know, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda Glustroa said that lo shana lo lachol lo also. The only time you can use that 9 kav is if the user is A, ill, so we can't expect him to go out and get chilled to find a mikvah and so on and so forth, and B, he accidentally saw Kerry. So there's two things in his favor that were going to be allow him off to only use a shower. But if you're talking about a chole hamargil, even if he's a chole, by the way, the mashmaut of the sugya, as comes from other places in Shas, is that all Talmid HaChomim have a din of chole. They're all considered to be chole, either because of the yeshiva food, or because the Torah tires them out, as Rashi says. But basically, they just, you know, they run out of energy, like old men by the time they're 15, you know. So,
delicate specimens.
Yeah. So they were always called delicate. But anyway, even for them, it's only la ones. Avala chola hamargil. So how often do we have a chola that's an ones? A chola hamargil. So the chola, the dafka was Roy Carey's. He slept with his wife. In the air, you'd still be there by himself. Says Rabbi Yosef, oh, that's just great. Itbar chatzpah Rav Nachman, they just busted Rav Nachman's chatzpah. You know, he went ahead and was metakenes chatzpah, so everybody could use it. Now it turns out, only if he was not margil. Now when Robin came, he said, well, I don't know, in Usha, I can tell you, I know Lamaisa was a story over there, in the foyer entrance of Rav Oshia, and they asked Rav Asi what the din is, and he said, lo shana lo lachola margil, ava lachola lo tzof potar miklum, he said just the opposite. A chola who's Rav Kerry Lahonis doesn't need anything. Doesn't need Tisha Kabin, doesn't need Arboim Sa. The chola who's Margil, he needs the shower. Oh, says Rav Yosef, great. We just glued together Rav Nachman's chatzpah again after busting it just a line ago. So it's tamid chatzpah to Rav Nachman. Hey, wait a minute. Everybody seems to be arguing about what the din is at Takanas Ezra. Can't we just ask? I mean, ask Ezra, what was the takana? It's not as if this was like a kind of hidden secret. It's the type of thing that goes on every single day. It's not that people are going to lose track of what the takana Ezra is. What was the takana Ezra? Why are we arguing about it? V'nitze, Ezra Echatika, why don't we just take a look at what the original language of the takana was? Rabbi, he says, Rabbi, you're missing the point. Everybody is agreed as to what the original takana was. The question now is how to apply it. Ezra was mitakein for a bori. And only if he's margil, arboim so, okay? That's like, so he's got 2 strikes against him. He also allowed for a bori, who was roa keri la'ones, tisha kabi. Now the question is, he didn't address the issue of a chola. These amoraim are all arguing what the din is of a chola, or a stam talmud chacham. So ma'asav al chola hamargil kivori hamargil, and chola la'onso kivori la'onso. Whereas ma'asav, no, actually, a chola goes down one level. A chola hamargil is the equivalent of a bori la'ones, which is tisha kabi. And El Cholol also is Beklal not included in the Takana, he's part of Beklal. Omar Rava, oh, now wait a minute, nobody ever heard about this shower, according to Ezra. Now, he did Takana, the Tikain Ezra Tvila, Nitina, Mitikain. Who ever mentioned in the Takana's Ezra, Tisha Kabin? Oh, my, Ezra Tikain Tvila, the Baal Ikarian. It says Beferish, it was Tvila, it wasn't Nesina. El Omar Rava, you got it wrong about it. The way to understand the original Takana is like this. Ezra is Mitakain Tvila, Labori Hamargil. And that's all. He had one takana, a person who is well, and he bedafka was Raya Kerry, he needs a mikveh. That's all he said. Come along the Rabbanan, and they were mitakein tefillah even for a Baal Kerry la'onso, as long as he's well. But they said he doesn't need tefillah mamish. Tisha Kavin would be enough. Come along the Amoraim, and they're arguing, well, what about a choleh? And that's the question, not in terms of Ezra, but in terms of the additional takonet rabbanon of the scene of Tisha B'av. Marsav v'chole amargil kevari amargil, chole lonso kevari lonso, v'marsav har levari amargil arba'im sa'am. Chole amargil is the equivalent of one step down of a bori lonso, and he's included in the takonim de rabbanon of Tisha B'av. But a chole lonso is pater miklum. Amar Rava, let me tell you the halacha, okay? Bori amargil and a chole amargil are both arba'im sa'am, like neither. In other words, it's the hergel that we look at, not the health status of the individual. A bori lonso, however, when it comes to ones, then it makes a difference. If he's a bori, tisha b'av. A chol lonso is pater miklum. And of course, those who follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, none of this then would be nogea necessarily.
It's like no counselors, whatever, with the chol lonso, that would be
nogea? No, not necessarily. But for chola, we weren't much reacquainted. Tony Rabbanan, Balkeri shenat nul of tisha b'av mayin tohor. Ba'ved bori b'avorim la'atzmo, avalei achirim arba'im sa'ah. This is only if this chole is going to be learning on his own, but if he's teaching others, then he needs arba'im sa'ah. Rabbi Yehuda says it's always arba'im sa'ah. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishev and Levi, Rabbi Lozer, and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Now these were two sets of chabrusas. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yishev and Levi, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. One of one chabrusa and one of the other chabrusa, referring back to the Reisha, said, what you just said in the Reisha, that the difference between the Chayla, this is Dafka B'medvar L'atzva, you said, Avalachem Rabbayim Sa'ah. They said, this one from each chabrusa, Lo Shana Lo Chola Amargil, Avalachol Alonso Tisha Kabin, V'chad Amar, if it's L'Acherim, even a Chol Alonso is Arbayim Sa'ah. So that's going back now on the Reisha of Shana L'Acherim. Whereas one of the sets of the Chavrusa and one of the other sets, we don't know which one it was, but we do remember that they split on this issue, said it's going on the Seifa. When Rabbi Yehuda said, Arboim So Mikol Makom, he was only talking about Arboim So Bekarka. Abu Bekelim Lo, you can't use a tub of Arboim So. That would explain why Rabbi Yehuda says, Arboim Sa, and he throws in the words, Mikol Makom. Mikol Makom means, I don't care how you get it that Arboim Sa, whether it's in a mikveh, whether it's in a kli, the ikra is Arboim Sa. But according to Mandy, it's got to be a real mikveh, it's got to be in the ground. So why, if not Kalim, why does he use the word Mikol Makom? I don't care. What's that? That's my intruder. Even though I'm telling you, you have to use a mikveh in the sense that the mikveh is in the ground, it doesn't mean that the water was water that had never been in a kli. So you can actually turn on the faucet in the mikveh, and that would be enough for the balkari. You'll have a bain saw in a real mikveh, but it'll be mayim shuvim. Rav Tapa, Ravuna Breda Rav Yeshua, and Rav Bar Shmuel were having a little picnic, and Krichu Rift of Adi Adari, they all were sharing some sandwiches. And then when they finished eating, Rav Tapa says, okay guys, time for Birkat HaMazon, I'm the man. Because Havan Lila Didili broke, the Nafali Luya Tisha Kav, and I had nine Kav, and didn't rely on Rav Yehuda ben Becerra. Says Rav Bashmol, now wait a minute. That's no good for saying a brocha for the rest of us. I mean, you want to be the Mizami. I thought we said, Bamed Dvarim Amrim Latzmo, Avalachirim, you need our Arboim Sa'ah. I am the man. Havan Lila Didili broke, I had our Arboim Sa'ah. Says Rav Huna, guys, it's me. I didn't have anything. So I'm the one who gets it, because I wasn't even a Balkari. I think that's better, right? So how do Lila Didili broke? The lucky Lila Lohai, the Lohai. I didn't have anything. Now the question is, he didn't have anything. I mean, at one point or another, he must have had something. So of course, those who look for the Chazir approach say, that's the point he was making. He was never Roy Kerry and his wife. That's pretty good. So he was planning, he's like Yaakov Avinu. Apparently he was still unmarried.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah. So the question is, why was he called Rav? He didn't call Rav, he was unmarried, he didn't even speak. So stay answer that by saying, now, in retrospect, we're calling him Rav. But at the time, he wasn't a Rav. Okay. And then, that's the Yerushalmi. So the Shaila, if he doesn't mean that, what does he mean? So from Taina, from here you see, there's an element of Tzfuh Yom. Because what he's saying is, I wasn't a Balkari today. Therefore, you guys have to worry about the question of the basic. No, he's introducing a new concept of Tzfuh Yom, Begabit HaKonas Ezra. Shailach and Yinah, Tzfuh Yom, Begabit HaKonas Ezra.
Without the mikveh.
Huh? No. And as you go, you guys, whatever, yeah, without the real mikveh. So whatever you guys had, but Lamaisa, you're still on the day.
Right? You got to wait for it.
But, I mean, again, since the issue over here is not Tuma, but is the question of fear and trembling, then obviously it makes an Avkamina. Because you guys are telling me today you ain't fear and trembling. But nonetheless, you went ahead and you went to the mikveh, new. big madriga, Your Honor. You know? I think I'm the guy who should do the Birkat HaMazon. You know, really, it's is it Nogiat Tuma B'chol?
Why can't it be that he went to the mikvah as opposed to the Nefil Eluyim?
Because you say, no, Lord, well, that's the whole point. I don't have anything. I don't need it. You're arguing about who's greater, which, how much were you makbid? I didn't need to worry about being makbid. That's the whole meaning of his language. Rav Chama tovu b'mala yuma de pisk, Rav Chama, even though normally it wouldn't be table, but Erev Pesach, since he was the Baal HaGadah, so he was going to be reading the HaGadah to be motzi others, that was the minhag then. Didn't say a long HaGadah. So he apparently held that even if you're not makbid normally, but you need a real tefillah, the less you'll say kavasi. We don't ask him the need for a real tefillah, lahotzi aferim yidei kavasi. Sorry for taking time. Umi eat leila rabbi yoda yuru ravatani bakarish in lomayim litpo kore kriyat shma venu mavarek lalufanea vela lacharea viochel pito mavarek lacharea venu mavarek lufanea Aval mar herpelibo venomotzi bisfatav. Deva Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Yehuda says beferish. Benkach motzi bisfatav. That's what he's trying to tell me here. Omra Dagmar Yitzchak, that's because our son Rabbi Yehuda Kilchoter Cheretz Netanya. Vodatam levonech, levnei vonech, uchti batra yom asher amadat alefnei Hashem alokech bichorev. Mal alam beimau viral v'ratatu b'zeyah. Afkan beimau viral v'ratatu b'zeyah. Bekan amru hazavin v'amitzora inu v'yivin boyin al anidot mutarim lekrot b'torah b'divim iktuvim lishnot b'mishnah b'gemara b'alachot b'agadot, but about Keri is also Rabbi Yosef Omer, well, not completely shonehu b'regiliot o'bevach shelo yatziat ha-mishnah. Rabbi Yonatan ben Yosef Omer, he can even be matziat ha-mishnah, he just should not be matziat ha-midrash or other Gersa Gemara. Rabbi Datan Barabi Shalom Omer, Af Matziata Gemara, Ubavat Shalo Yomar Askar Ochebo. Rabbi Yochanan Asandlar, Talmido, Shal Rabbi Akiva, Misham Rabbi Akiva Omer, better Lo Yikanais to the Midrash Kolikar. Some say Lo Yikanais even to the Beta Midrash Kolikar, because you're bound to end up learning inappropriately. Rabbi Yonah Omer, Shonehu Bilchot Erech Eretz. And that was what we're being semech on, Lagabi the Brachot, which are no different. Ma'aseb Rabbi Yehuda Shara'a Keri, V'ayam Ha'alech Ha'agabe Anahar, Amru La Talmidav Rabbeinu, Shanelonu Perek Echad V'yuchot Erech Eretz, Yarad V'taval V'shanalem. Amru La, wait a minute, Lo Kach L'maratenu Rabbeinu, Shoneu V'yuchot Erech Eretz, Amar Lam Afo Pishimekel Ani Alachirim, Machmir Ani Alatzmi, Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Matira, Ya Omer in Divrei Torah Mekablim Tuma, Ma'aseh B'Talmid Echad, Shaya Megamgem L'mala Mi Rabbi Yehuda ben Matira, Amar Le'Beni, Tach Picha Ve'Yerim Dvarecha, Ein Divrei Torah Mekablim Tuma, Shenemar Lo Ko Dvarai Ke'esh Nu Ma'ashem, Ma'ein Shenu Mekabel Tuma, Af Divrei Torah Einu Mekabel Tuma. Omar Matziat HaMishnah Benu Matziat HaGemara Mishele L'Rabit Loi Dom Rabbi Lo Om Rabach Rabbi Yaakov Mishum Rabbeinu Halakha Matziat HaMishnah Benu Matziat HaGemara Ketanoi Matziat HaMishnah Benu Matziat HaGemara Adim Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yerab Gamliel Omer Shum Rabbi Chanir Rabbi Gamliel Zeveze Asur Vam Relai Zeveze Mutar Man Yom Zeveze Asur Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Man Yom Zeveze Mutar Ki Rabbi Yerab Ben Betir Then Yivre Torah Bekablim Tuma Omer Nechmam No, Galma, Kanitlat Sabin, all of which are very much Lakula. Krabi Loi Bereshita Gaze, Krabi Yoshia Bekilayim, and Krabi Yodabim Terabitivre Torah. Krabi Loi Bereshita Gaze, the Tanri Bloy Omer, Reshit Gaze is like Truma, and it's Enonoi Gelaba Aretz. Krabi Yoshia Bekilayim, Kiriktiv Lot Yzrakar Mechakilayim, Krabi Yoshia Omer, that means. Don't be Zorea Kilaim in the first place, which case, together with the Chartzan B'mapolot Yad. Kerebiyot ben Betera b'divrei Torah, the Tanya Rebiyot ben Betera over ein divrei Torah mekablim tuma. Keyat ezirim abatuot viluta. They don't go to the mikveh anymore in Eretz Yisrael. Amr al-Batul netiluta. Man, you remember the tiluta kerebira me-metira? Man, you have a batul netiluta ki yadur of chista light among the Mahadar Amaya be-idan tiluta. Tun Rabban, Balkeri shenatun alav tishaka b'mayim tohor. Nochum ishgam zul lachashal Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva lachashala ben Aza. Ben Aza yatsa v'shanana talmidav batshuk. Pliga batshuk from Roy v'marova. Rabbi Yosef Barov and Rabbi Yosef Barzvida. Chaton ishana kaniten lachasha. Manitan ishana mishum bito Torah mishum bito piri v'rivya. Manitan ilachasha shlo yu tamidei chachamim mitzuyin etzo neshoteyem ketan galim. Om Rabbi Yana shamati shemekilim bo v'shamati shemachmirim bo v'kol ha-machmir ba'al atzmo, as long as it's only for himself, marikin lo yamav u'shnatav. On Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, I don't like the whole business. Mativan shal, tov lei shacharim. What do you mean, mativan? Are you the Amar Baal Keri Hasbidi Vaitara? No, he means, mativan ba'arba'im sal. What's wrong with Tishakami? Mativan betvila. What's wrong with a shower? On Rabbi Chanina, godol, getter, godol, godruba. The Tanya, ma'aseh bechad, shetavai shal edvarev, the dvar avira, amrolo reka. יש הרבהים שלא שאתה טוב עובר מיד פירש אומר לו רבונו לרבונו רבותיי מבין מה אתם מזלזלים בתבילה זו אם יש שם צינה אפשר במרח הצעות אומר לו רוחיסטה וואה תבילה בחמין אומר לו וואו רבד הברבה עוד לקיו but it's not true רבי זירה ויאתי באנגה דמיה במסותה אמר לי לשם איזיל עד לי תשקעים and poured over my head אמר לי רבי חיר ברבא למה לי למה כל היה you're sitting in the middle of the water אמר לי because it's exclusive כרבה עם סב מה הרבה עם סב is דווקא בתפילה ולא בנתינה תשקעים is דווקא בנתינה ולא בתפילה Reb Nachman was betaken a chatzpah, but tisha kavi. Ki yad Reb Dim Yom Reb Akiva, Reb Yira was a glustra, and lo shana lo chole lo onso, ava lo chole amargil, you still need arbaim sana. Omer Reb Yaz, well, there goes chatzpah Reb Nachman, itba. Ki yad Arovin omar, well, atay busha, v'uvda, v'kila, v'Reb Oshaya, ato v'shalo Reb Asi, omar lo shana lo chole amargil, actually, chole lo onso is potter, totally. On Rav Yosef, whoops, it's time it has been Reb Nachman. Mirte, kulam roi v'tanoi b'de Ezra k'mifke. Then why don't we just say Ezra k'tikein? On Rabbi, no. And we know what Ezra was, certainly was b'takein for a bori amargil arbaim sa'am and for a bori lon so tishakabit. Comes along the amaroim later and we're pligi out of tree l'chola. Ma'azah v'chola amargil k'bori amargil v'chola lon so k'bori lon so umbar sa'am drop one level and make a kola hamargil kebori lonso and a kola lonso potter completely. Omar Rava, where do you get that from? Nehida tiken Ezra tvila. Whoever heard of Nitina mitiken? Omar Mar Ezra tiken tvila lebalikarian. Doesn't say a word about Nitina. Elam Rava, the truth is Ezra was only mitaken tvila for a bori hamargil arboim so. Now the Rabbanan afterwards came and they made a takana for a bori lonso for Tisha Kabi. The Amoraim argued about how to apply this din to a chole. So a chole marzav, a chole margi, what a margi, chole lonsik, a bori lonsam, a marzav, le bori amargil arboim so, chole amargil ke bori lonsam, which is Tisha Kabi, but for a chole lonsam, patramikum, o marav, a yochet a bori amargil, chole amargil, both require obim sa. A bori lonsam is Tisha Kabi, a chole lonsam, says Potter Bitlun. Tanaraban Baal Keri Shanat Nua Laftisha Kabi Maim Tohor. Bamed Varmumur to learn on his own, but to teach Avalakirim Arba Imsa'a. Rabbi Yudamer Arba Imsa'a is Mikomakon. Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Shimon Levi, and Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yez, Rabbi Chanina, Chad Mi'ayzuga, V'chad Mi'ayzuga, refers to the Reisha, and Chad Amar, Chad Yamrit Bamedvar Mumla Tzvam Lachem Amar Imso, is only a Chola Hamargim, but a Chola Lonso, it goes up only to the dark of Tisha Kabi, but Chad Amar, anytime you're teaching Acherim, even a Chola Lonso requires Amar Imso. V'chad mi'ayzuga v'yad mi'chayzuga referring to the seifa, chad amar odiyom rabiyyidu arboim so mikom makom. It has to be in a normal mikveh, bekarka, but it can't be in a swimming pool or in a kli, so in a bathtub, lo. V'chad amar afilu b'kilim dan. So mishlam anyom afilu b'kilim, that explains the lashon of arboim so mikom makom. Alam anyom bekarka b'kilim lo. What's the added meaning of mikom makom latiyemai? Latiyemai. Rav Papa, Rav Nibrid, Rav Yeshua, and Rav Abashila, Rav Krecha Rifto Bariadali, Amalei Rav Papa, Amen. Good enough. Gentlemen, I would suggest having a little bit. Lucky Lula, high below high. Rav Kama Tov Malayum Rapiska, Lotzi Rabbi Medeko Vatan in the Seder, and let Yochataka Vate.